Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional. It's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high-quality IT training led by real-world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the things that I would think tactically you may want to consider, Democrats generally may want to consider, is I can tell you right now what's going to happen, sir. You're going to have this economy continue to do what it's doing, and it's been good for a lot of people, and it finally sort of settles in across the swaths of America that still believe that gas and egg prices are too high, and they realize, oh, they're not as high as they were. Donald Trump is going to claim credit for that by virtue of just being elected, by virtue of being inaugurated, by virtue of sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The whole world now is 10 times better than it was under Biden. Part of that strategy has got to include not just what you just said, but relating it back to foundationally saying, this is why we passed the infrastructure bill. This is why we passed the CHIPS Act. This is why, with Republicans that Donald Trump told not to vote for those things, we did. Republicans who voted against it showed up at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new road construction in your community. And I think that begins to challenge the notion of the narrative that's going to be coming from the right that says all things sunshiny and perfect, we did, and all the crap on your shoes, the Democrats put there for you to step in.
You're absolutely correct that my Republican colleagues are going to take credit for everything that President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Democrats in the House and Senate were able to effectively do for the American people, from infrastructure to the CHIPS and Science Act, to capping the price of out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs as it relates to tens of millions of Medicare recipients at $2,000 per year, which will be life-changing for so many people. And that will take effect on January 1st of next year, capping the cost of insulin at $35 a month for millions of Americans, bringing domestic manufacturing jobs back home to the country, standing up for our veterans, and in so many other areas. But this is not a new phenomenon. Donald Trump inherited Barack Obama's economy and the progress that had been made to pull us out of the Great Recession and put us on a positive trajectory. Took credit for that economy, but still lost 40 seats in the midterm election in November of 2018, when the people faced the choice of crazy on the one hand and common sense on the other. And Republican overreach, which in that instance took the form of trying to take away the Affordable Care Act. My Republican colleagues have a choice. They can overreach by believing their own hype that they have some big mandate to make massive changes, or they can try to solve problems. And many of them aren't interested, as you've pointed out, in trying to actually deliver real results for everyday Americans. And it will fall on us to point that out as we move forward if the course of inaction and obstruction and a lack of productivity is followed. The other point that I'd make is that for the last 4 years, many of my Republican colleagues have followed the path of complain and blame.
Right.
Complain about challenges that the American people are facing and blame Joe Biden and Democrats for everything. You can't do that.
Right.
When you have the House, the Senate, and the presidency.
It is harder. So leading into that, you've got right now a very interesting development with the farm bill. Mike Johnson finds himself a little bit squeezed from some of his Republican colleagues regarding the bill itself. They've not been able to secure agreement around the economic aid to farmers. Oh, by the way, that's socialism for you MAGA people out there who think the government shouldn't be doing those kinds of things. Oh, I guess that's okay if they do it. It's not socialism if they do it. If you did it, it's socialism all day long. So we know that narrative. Are you sitting back on that and just saying, y'all need to work that out? Or are you sort of, you know, having a little fun around the edges?
We want to make sure that we take care of farm country because there are real challenges there, but also do it in a way as part of a broader package that addresses the needs of hardworking Americans all across America, including in urban America and suburban America, and of course, rural America, but small town America and the heartland of America as well. So if we can only land this plane, so to speak, legislatively, as a result of significant Democratic votes, then the values that we believe should be reflected in that legislative product, because it makes sense for the broadest number of everyday Americans, right, have to be part of a final agreement. And that's the position that we've taken. If they want to go it alone, go it alone, but we know they can't do it. And so we have to take care of the broadest number of Americans within farm country and beyond. And as it relates to assistance to farmers, the one point that we've made as Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, and Leader Schumer has been strong on this point, is that we want to help small and medium family farms, mm-hmm, not just the massive corporate conglomerates. And any final agreement, by necessity, is going to have to be done in a way that the relief can go to the people who need it most. And we believe that small farmers, newer farmers, younger farmers, and those who are outside of the corporate conglomerates.
Yeah. The farming community has been devastated. I know here in Maryland, our farming and waterman communities have felt real impacts. The threats now that will be realized on the heels of mass deportations by the incoming administration, Stephen Miller and his stupid trying to round up people, thinking that, oh yeah, we're just going to grab 11 million people and yank them out of the economy, and y'all going to do the jobs, right? Who going to do those jobs? So This focus on the farm aid, the assistance to farmers is important. Just as we saw in the last Trump administration when they imposed tariffs that had a negative blowback, which tariffs are going to have on local economies. In that case, farmers were hurt. And what did they have to do? They had to scrounge to find socialism for those farmers, because they didn't need the farming industry in this country to collapse. So you make an excellent point about that balance and why, if you want me at the table, then you need to know our concerns are going to be broadly all Americans with special interests on farmers and how we keep them integrated in the economy. That then begs one other question before we shift off of the politics of Washington, and that's DOGE. This is one of the dumbest things to ever come across the political landscape in D.C., and I grew up in D.C., so I've seen stupid. And this one takes the cake. I particularly love your response where you just kind of like on Joy Reid's show last week, kind of like, yeah, okay, I don't think we're going to play with that one. What is your thoughts about the impact of DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, run by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, two people who don't have a freaking clue what a government agency is, let alone what it does, relative to a department, relative to other areas of government? How do you see your leadership and the caucus, Democratic caucus, working in that space if this thing does stand up in some way? People out there across the country, going back to your earlier point about, providing what the people want, they do think that there's some efficiencies in the government that can be had. They are more willing to accept this on face value. I think you and I know differently because we know what this is versus what it will be, what it isn't. How do you see it? I mean, how do you look? I think the comment was, this whole thing kind of speaks for itself, but I'll let you speak to it.
Our view is that it is certainly the case that there is some waste and some fraud and some abuse in the system that should be dealt with. That, of course, is going to be the case as it relates to any major undertaking or enterprise. And the federal government is a major enterprise. At the same period of time, federal government does incredibly important work as it relates to our national security, our infrastructure, our capacity to make sure that people can live healthy lives, including in their golden years through the administration of Social Security and Medicare, and is critically important in so many other areas. And so this all-out assault on the federal government, which within the House of Representatives is apparently being led by Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, does tell you what you need to know about the effort. It ain't serious, folks. When you put Marjorie Taylor Greene in charge of the effort in the House of Representatives. And so it's hard for Democrats to engage in a serious session. That's all, Michael. It's real hard.
It's like, I'm trying. I actually am trying. I want to help, but you put her in charge.
Us help you with the effort. At least lie to us. Pretend we are told that it's serious. And we can figure out a few weeks from now that it's not. But you don't even want to pretend out of the gate because you put Marjorie Taylor Greene in charge.
Oh, that is so true. All of that is so true.